Welcome to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from Bridgman and Berrien Springs. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with True Blue Financial. Brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt. Independent, uncomplicated, and objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics and also offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors. So first, let's meet the teams. First, from Bridgman, your name and your favorite Christmas gift that you got this year.
I'm Savannah, and I got a Spartan sweatshirt.
Ooh. Excellent.
Jeez, I'm sorry. Go blue.
I'm Brandon Fuel, and my favorite gift was a watch I got from my dad.
Excellent. Nice. And who's captain tonight?
I am.
Savannah, your coach or coaches?
Mr. Noel and Mr. Nicka.
Excellent. And Berrien Springs? Your name and your favorite Christmas gift that you got this year.
I'm Colton, and my favorite gift was family time.
Excellent.
Cool.
I'm Alicia, and my Aquaman pop doll.
Ooh. Excellent.
I'm Ricardo, and money.
I'm Garrett, and 2 weeks off of school was my favorite gift.
And who's the captain tonight?
I am.
Colton, and your coach or coaches tonight?
Mrs. Shum.
Excellent. All right, so here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we're going to announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
Very good. Excellent.
Good. And what was your favorite Christmas gift?
Oh, my favorite gift was a Dunham's gift card, which will be the down payment of my new set of irons.
Yeah, excellent.
It's going to be beautiful.
All right. Everybody ready? All right.
Don't be so enthusiastic.
I know. All right. Here we go. Your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
For 5 points, in 1839, the British began dismantling it. When the first pieces removed brought so low a price at auction, the structure was saved as not being worth tearing down. What is this building in Agra, India?
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
The Taj Mahal.
That is correct. 4 5 points. For 5 points, the building of the Parthenon was begun around 450 BC. Its most significant treasure was the statue of what goddess by Thetis?
Savannah from Bridgman.
Athena.
That is correct. 4 5 points. For 10 points, the first line of Carl Sandburg's poem, Grass, is, quote, pile the bodies high at, end quote. Two famous European battlefields. Name either one of them.
Time.
Was Austerlitz or Waterloo? For 5 points. For 5 weeks, I was beating and banging off that horrid place. It seems as though all the furies of the infernal region were let loose. Captain Thompson was referring to what cape?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Cape of Good Hope.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Brandon from Bridgman.
Cape Cod.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 10 points. In the metric system, prefixes from what language are applied to a base to show multiples of the base unit?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Latin.
Incorrect.
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
Greek.
That's correct. For 10 points. Multiple choice question for 5 points. Before 1800, most immigrants to the U.S. came from A, Southern Europe, B, Africa, C, Eastern Europe and Asia, or D, Western and Northern Europe?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Eastern Europe.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. Brandon from Bridgman.
Africa.
Incorrect. It was Western and Northern Europe. For 10 points, name the three largest Ohio cities in population.
Time.
I'm surprised the Spartan doesn't know this one. Columbus, Cleveland, and Cincinnati. Big rivalry to Michigan State. For 10 points, what city did O. Henry describe as Baghdad on the subway?
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
New York City.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 10 points.
That was for 5 points?
That was 5 points. Okay. For 10 points, the section of Madame Tussauds that displays wax effigies of murderers is known as what?
Time.
It's the Chamber of Horrors. For 10 points, the name of what disease literally means bad air?
Time.
Malaria. For 5 points, the largest and most complicated joint in the human body is at an intersection of the quadriceps muscle, the capular ligament, the femur, and the tibia. What is the joint?
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
The knee.
That is correct for 5 points. Multiple choice question for 10 points. The blow dryer usually has 2 to 4 heat settings. Medium heat is used for A, drying the hair, B, controlled styling, C, final touches, or D, tight curling.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Drying the hair.
Incorrect.
Colton from Berrien Springs.
Controlled styling.
That is correct for 10 points.
Way to go.
Multiple choice question for 5 points. As she goes mad, Lady Macbeth utters the famous line, "Out, damaged spot," while she is sleepwalking. What kind of spot was it that upset her so? Spilt.
Oh.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Was it blood on her hands?
That's a correct answer. Even though it was a multiple choice, that's a correct answer.
Yep. That was for how many?
For 5 points.
Excellent.
Good answer. For 10 points. What method of punishment in the British Navy consisted of a handle of rope and 9 branches of log line with at least 3 knots on each?
Brandon from Bridgman.
The cat o' nine tails.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, it is a case that holds or supports a nautical compass called, well, spell binnacle.
Brandon.
B-I-N-N-A-C-L-E.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points.
And this will be the final question of the half.
For 5 points, until the 1600s, most European countries offered a condemned criminal the choice of dying by ditch or by gallows. What were the 2 possible means of execution?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Being hanged or beheaded.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. Colton from Berrien Springs.
Buried or hanged.
Incorrect. The hanging part you got right. The ditch is drowning. And the guillotine wasn't invented until sometime in the 1700s.
All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score and the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is tied 35 Bridgman, 35 Berrien Springs. Now, on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answer must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. During the break, we flipped a coin to see who would go first, and Savannah from Bridgman was our home team, and she called heads. It landed on tails, so that gives Berrien Springs the first chance at the three categories of the 60-second round, which are solve the mystery, off, insects. Colton, what do you choose?
We're going to go with solve the mystery.
Solve the mystery it is. All right, is there a setup to solve the mystery?
Yes, there is. Keep track of your answers, because the information from each answer will be useful if we get to the number 10 question.
Oh, God. All right, your time is going to start once he reads the first question.
What word could describe a New Englander, but also Derek Jeter or Joe DiMaggio?
Tiger.
Incorrect. What sport does Tiger Woods play?
Golf.
Correct. The love of blank is the root of all evil.
Money.
Correct. What city has the longest subway system in the United States?
New York.
Correct. Our inalienable rights include the pursuit of happiness, liberty, and what else?
Life.
Correct. What four-letter T word is measured by a sundial?
Time.
Correct. When writing a business letter to a woman, you usually address her as what?
Miss.
Correct. Bridge, Trivial Pursuit, and hopscotch are all types of what?
Board games.
Correct. In his hit video, what was Thomas Dooley blinded with?
Light.
Time.
Incorrect.
No.
Seven.
No. No, I know the answer. No.
All right. Berrien Springs, you answered 7 questions for a total of 70 points. So, Bridgman, that leaves you with 3 questions that are unanswered.
And I hope you kept track, because you have to keep track of all the answers, because the information will be useful if we get the number 10, and I would assume you probably will. First one. What word could describe a New Englander, but also Derek Jeter or Joe DiMaggio?
Pass.
In his hit video, what was Thomas Dolby blinded with?
Pass.
And the number 10 question, if you want to try, because you have the other answers, solve the mystery of the mystery category. Tell me what all of these answers have in common.
Time. And your 60 seconds.
Well, the first one, New Englander, Derek Jeter, Joe DiMaggio, is Yankee.
Oh, dude, that makes way more sense.
And the hit video for Thomas Dolby.
Wait, wait. What is it?
Science.
There it is.
Science. And the number 10, what's the mystery? Nothing. What do they all have in common?
Nothing. New England?
They're all magazines.
Oh.
They are?
Golf magazine.
Oh, Life Mag, Times.
I thought that was
Life Mag, Yankee, Miz, Games, Science. They're all right.
Science, yeah, science.
Very cool.
Bridgman, you answered 0 questions. And now it's your turn to choose from the remaining 2 categories, off or insects?
Insects.
Insects it is. Is there a sub to insects?
No.
All right, then your time is going to start once he reads the first question.
What insect is described as praying?
Praying mantis.
Praying mantis.
Correct. What's the development stage between egg and pupa?
Larva. Yeah.
Larva.
Correct. What acid is found in bees' stings and ants' bodies?
Pass.
To which phylum do all insects belong?
Pass.
Enterprise, Alabama has a statue to what beetle?
Jade.
Incorrect. What ancient Greek wrote The Wasps and other comedies?
Homer.
Incorrect. Sleeping sickness is transmitted by which fly?
Tsetse fly.
Correct. What beetle was held sacred by ancient Egyptians?
The scarab beetle.
Yeah, scarab beetle.
Correct. What well-known short piece by Rimsky-Korsakov fits this category?
At time.
Okay, you got four.
All right. Bridgman, you answered four questions for a total of 40 points. That means that there's six questions that are still unanswered. So, Baron Springs, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
What acid is found in bees' stings and ants' bodies?
Citric.
Formic. To which phylum do all insects belong?
The bug phylum.
That's a pretty good guess. Arthropods or arthropoda. Enterprise, Alabama has a statue to what beetle?
The dung beetle.
Incorrect. I'm surprised nobody said John. But boll weevil. Okay. What ancient Greek wrote The Wasps and other comedies?
Plato.
Incorrect. Aristophanes. What well-known short piece by Rimsky-Korsakov fits this category?
Flight of the Bumblebee.
That is correct.
That's time. One. All right. You answered one question for an extra 10 points. And that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game and next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Berrien Springs 115 to Bridgman 75. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Bridgman, Savannah, what's happening at Bridgman?
Tonight, there's a boys swimming at BHS. There was a varsity basketball game yesterday at Bridgman High School. The girls' JV and varsity basketball game is tomorrow at Comstock. Boys varsity is also playing tomorrow at Comstock. Freshmen and JV teams play tonight at Comstock. And there's an NHS burrito night on January 19th.
And from Berrien Springs, Colton, what's happening at Berrien Springs?
So right now at Berrien Springs High School, winter sports are underway and going strong. Our Business Professionals of America team competed this last Tuesday, January 1st, at Lake Michigan College for the Business Professionals of America Region 10 competition. 9 out of 10 team members qualified for state. The BPA State Conference will be held on March 15th through the 18th in Grand Rapids, Michigan at the Amway Grand. Our Quiz Bowl team will begin competition in the Allegan Quiz Bowl League on Monday, January 22nd. Finally, we would like to thank Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Schools, Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, Jonah McDonough from State Farm Insurance, Signature Toyota for Housing, and the radio stations of WSJM FM 94.9 for sponsoring this event.
Excellent. All right, we've got no substitutions on either side. So let's begin the second half of Academic Challenge between Bridgman and Berrien Springs. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
For 10 points, what mood is used in this example by Tennyson? Love thou thy land with love far brought. Love thou thy land with love far brought. What mood?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Pride.
Incorrect.
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
Patriotic.
Incorrect. It's imperative. For 10 points, how many moles of sodium hydroxide are needed to neutralize 5 moles of sulfuric acid?
Brandon from Bridgman.
10.
That is correct. For 10 points. For 5 points, a rather unimaginatively named star, HD114762, made the news in 1988 simply because it wobbles in a certain way. What apparently causes this wobble greatly excited proponents of exobiology? What's believed to cause this wobble?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
A black hole.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. Brandon from Bridgman?
Radioactive decay.
Incorrect. A planet. A multiple choice question for 10 points. Which one of the following four musical forms is defined as a sacred vocal composition in contrapuntal style without accompaniment, an important musical form from the 13th to the 17th century, and nearly always written in Latin. It is a mass, madrigal, canta, or motet.
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
Madrigal.
Incorrect.
Bridgman? Brandon from Bridgman?
Canta.
It's a motet. For 5 points, given that true north is 0 degrees on a compass, how many degrees correspond to southwest?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
90.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. Brandon from Bridgman.
Be 225.
That is correct.
That was
for five points. For 10 points, name any three of the states completely carved from the Louisiana Purchase.
Brandon from Bridgman.
South Dakota, North Dakota, and Colorado.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. Time.
Missouri, Iowa, Arkansas, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. For 5 points, to what group did this 1935 headline refer? The nine old men kill the NRA.
Colton from Berrien Springs.
Supreme Court.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, in what country was the ancient city of Mycenae located?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Greece.
Correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what nation's officials have stopped the movement of all goods in and out of areas seized by pro-Russian separatists in the east of that nation?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Ukraine.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, what retailer drew the ire of President Trump after it dropped Ivanka Trump's clothing line?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Kohl's.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. Colton from Berrien Springs.
Macy's.
Incorrect. It was Nordstrom. For 15 points, what former U.S. National Security Advisor addressed sanctions against Russia in his conversations with Russia Ambassador?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Flynn.
That is correct for 15 points. That was Bridgman. For 5 points, known for their long migrations, what insect wintering in Mexico has experienced the...
Brandon from Bridgman.
Monarch butterfly.
That is correct for 5 points. For 20 points, what southeastern European country had its biggest evacuation ever recently when about 72,000 people had to leave their homes? A World War II era bomb had to be defused and removed from a gas station in a populous area.
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Italy.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. Chance to steal. Brandon from Bridgman.
Spain.
Incorrect. Southeastern Europe. Greece.
Oh, southeastern.
For 15 points, while trying to read a letter into the record in the Senate during the confirmation hearings for Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General, who was rebuked by the GOP senators and excluded from continuing debate?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Bannon.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. 10 seconds. Time.
Elizabeth Warren. For 15 points, the U.S. put sanctions on a vice president of what South American country, alleging he had abetted drug traffickers?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Colombia.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, 10 seconds. Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
Venezuela.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points, the Trump administration froze all grants and contracts and suspended news releases and social media activity for what agency?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
FDA.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, chance to steal, 10 seconds.
The EPA.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points.
And just remember, Brandon, buzz in.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. That was for 15 points.
15 points. For new 15 points. A group,
final question.
A group has submitted an official proposal to their Secretary of State to campaign for what state to secede from the United States?
Ricardo from Berrien Springs.
California.
That is correct for 15 points.
And that's the final question. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Good job. Good game.
We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 155 to 130 is a team from Berrien Springs. Good job. Good game. Both teams.
Thank
you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, and Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt. Independent, uncomplicated, objective securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. Again, next week at the same time, Michigan Lutheran and New Buffalo go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.